Metro commuters, your attention please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
That is not a live shot. Welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy. Thank you for joining me today. I hope the audio is better. We had some misfires the last few. It was the first few shows, and I think I got it dialed in. So welcome. I'm working on if this comes through perfectly clear, the next show will be a whole run through of what I did. That I don't blame you if you didn't make it through the whole show, because the audio and the stream was choppy. So I'm not getting any alerts of dropped frames, so that's good. This is good. This is why failing is good, because we learn and we move forward. So welcome to Voices Carry. My name is Randy Scott, as I said. The whole reason, you're probably asking yourself why. The whole reason why this show exists is solely for you. I will never talk about national politics on this show. It's really just to bring the community together, have a better conversation, and to know our neighbors. It's as simple as that. There's no long-term plan of trying to sell merch or swag, as the kids say, trucker hats that say Voices Carry on it. There's none of that. Should we try the cat? I think I got it dialed in for the cat sound effect. One of my idols in late night was, Conan O'Brien, David Letterman, and Craig Ferguson. And David Letterman did this. Let me try it. There we go. That worked. I have four cat sound effects. I only loaded up one for this show. But down the line, we'll get some more sound effects. It'll be fun. And I have a green screen. We're gonna have a lot of fun with that, and we'll get some guests. Just have a lot of fun, and raise the tide, because the raising tide raises all ships. So I'm gonna dive. So every day I compile sources of, you know, I go through Facebook, X, some local websites, and it's kind of a clearinghouse. The main goal is to have it to where I can, one, quickly put the show together, and then two is to convey it to you and provide value to you with a consolidated. We're all busy. You know, some of us have kids, and that's pretty much the reason why I started the show, is because I saw when you have kids and you see something that needs fixing, you want to fix it. I'm still looking at that camera. So you want to fix it. You want to jump in and get your hands dirty and, you know, figure out what's going on. And that's in my fabric. And I think that's in a lot of people's fabric, is to, you know, make a better life for not only yourself, but for others. I think that's why I became a firefighter and worked in hospitals, and that I have to thank my parents for that as well. So getting the show together quickly for my sake every day, I like to do it live without a net. We're going to do it live, like Bill O'Reilly says. A few people that I confided in about bouncing this show ideas off before I started this venture. Thanks to Meredith for letting me do this and making it possible. Said, why are you going to do it live? Well, I forgot where it was, but there was somebody that said, like, in America, there would be, you'd go in any town in America and look down the street and see the same flickers of TVs going on in everybody's window. And they had that with Johnny Carson. You know, it was one, everybody was on the same page. It was and the America kind of fell in love with the same things, like Seinfeld. And that doesn't happen as often because people have so many choices, which is good. But I thought better where to start. Everybody's always like, what's the world domination plan? And to be honest, you know, I had, you know, everybody wants that, you know, when I say world domination, I mean like when you start a business and you want it to succeed and grow. But when there was, you know, some issues and stuff, I was like, this is not right. And we were going to look for greener pasture. But I said, I read a quote in a book that said, you know, that the grass isn't always greener on the other side, but the grass is always greener where you water it. So that's why I'm investing. I'm long on carry. And I definitely love you guys out there. So I have I'm gonna keep it a short show going forward. The earlier ones might be longer as I get better at doing this, and I'm gonna have this stoplight that I acquired from Fort Worth, Texas. It did not come from an intersection in Cary, so Public Works, you do not have to go and replace a stoplight. My dad got it for me when I was younger because I loved anything traffic related, and I'm gonna hook it up, and I have a stoplight timer. It's gonna 10-15 minutes. When it goes red, that's when I shut up and you guys can take a break from listening to me. So let's get into it. The Illinois School Network and the Northwest Herald released this article about a child being struck by a bus. This was actually one of the last calls I went on when I stopped, when I left the firehouse. And I remember this one. But yeah, that made the news again today. So our hearts and prayers go out to the family and the firefighters and everybody else that was involved with that. So our thoughts are with you. And then I'm going to stay on this subject a little bit longer. There was a local town, Hersher School District, got a grant for electric school buses. And if you see right there on right on her right arm, right on the right side of the podium, that's a sensor. It's, you know, there's vehicles are loaded with sensors now these days. So I did a little deep dive on these electric school buses, and it looks like they're going to be loaded with sensors. So hopefully, because nobody ever wants this to happen. And I think there was a string just in the last like 2 weeks. There was a string of like two or three children hit by school buses. So, and that's like, it's like being something that hopefully technology can solve, because there are blind spots on those buses. And, you know, just, you know, I got one more picture. That's the charging. They put it in the front right where all the water and snow ingress is going to be. So that will probably be a fun maintenance thing. But that is definitely exciting that they'll have some monitors on that. The McHenry County Conservation District, it says today is World Mental Health Day, which kind of piggybacks. It says studies continue to demonstrate the mental health benefits of time spent in nature, such as lower anxiety, improving mood, and improving cognition. Take a mental health break. And there's a picture of birds. Beautiful nature there. I'm gonna hop back to this picture because I know one thing I experienced firsthand just from hospitals and firefighting was that you have a lot of stressful stuff that everything happens in our there's a lot of stressful stuff that happens in our life. That photo right there, that water on the ground is actually from cleanup, from most likely from cleanup from after the event, and so. Speaking to everybody, never feel alone, and always, you know, there was somebody that came in and talked to us about mental health, and they said, don't file it, don't drag it to the trash bin. They said, file it away so you can reference back to it, but you never want to try to forget it. I'm not giving you advice. That was what I was told, and I found that to be successful. That's one of the reasons why I chose the professions I did, was because I wanted to see everything that there was about life. And so I could have that knowledge on my side. That knowledge ultimately helps me be more thankful every day. And to be thankful, you know, hug your kids a little tighter. And if everybody got to walk through an ER, there's some people, like, that's why I would treat every call that I would go on as, and a lot of, like, pretty much every firefighter does the same thing everywhere, is that some people will only dial 911 one time in their life, and they could be 60, 70 years old, having never dialed 911 in their life. So if you're having a bad day, you know, you might have been on 10 calls. The team that I worked with, and I learned that from working with other people, is that you treat every call like it's their first time calling 911, and you be professional, and yeah. So here, let's check on something. I got a live feed. I'm going to try to pull up a live feed. Yeah, Bigfoot's still out there. I'm going to try to find that the location of that and maybe do an investigation. He's been roaming around there for a few days now. We're going to have to look into that. So, all right, Cary Library. I did a dive on their website, and they have local author. They have a local authors page where not only if you are a local author, you can write. You can not only write the book, but you can get your book submitted locally, and they'll carry it. And there's also a tab to where you can find books that are written by local authors. So the library's never-ending surprises with what they have, and it's always expanding, it seems like, which is amazing. And then kind of piggybacking off of that, McHenry has a book sale. I'm going to stay in the I'm going to do rapid fire. I'm going to stay in the pictures here because every time I switch back to a camera, I have a wrong setting on. It goes back to the first one. So October 19th through the 20th, the largest book sale in the county, will take place during library hours. in McHenry, so bring your money. I know Cary Public Library has a lot of book sales. That's where I pick up a lot of books. The Cary Park District. Spooky season is here. Are you ready to get into the Halloween spirit? We have a lineup of spooktacular events and classes to make your October unforgettable. So there is a list of all the events going on for Halloween. I actually pulled some more events from Halloween. This is with the park district as well. Hayrides at Hoffman Park. That's tomorrow, 6 p.m., 6:45, 7:30. Kids Day Off program and the Super Duper Fridays pay to play bingo. So bring your bingo stamps. This is from the township, October 10th today at 6:30 is the Friendship Star Quilters Guild, not the Lollipop Guild, the Quilters Guild. October 11th, Crystal Lake Duplicate Bridge Club, and October 12th, McHenry County Deaf Club. Oak Knoll posted this. It's a reminder about the referendum coming up for District 26. I went to that first meeting on October 3rd, and it very, very informative. There are adults at the wheel at the district making decisions in the best interest for the kids. And the next October 18th, October 21st, and October 30th at the Cary Library. Bring your questions. Make an educated vote. They are very adamant that it won't raise taxes, and there's a calculator on the district's website to see how it will affect you. But they want to beef up school security, just stuff, some stuff that they rolled in for modernizing the school. LED lighting, floors, HVAC. Briargate School. Book buddies from Mrs. Vonderhide's class and Mrs. Rich's enjoying the beautiful weather. That looks fun. Cary Grove Tennis, the last varsity full team practice of the season before starting the conference tourney tomorrow. Pizza and buddy reveal. I mentioned this yesterday. I wonder if they do a winter tennis, like how they do winter golf. That'd be fun, kind of like football. How they have to brush all the snow off the lines and stuff. McHenry County, Illinois. If you're looking for places in McHenry County to enjoy fiery fall colors, our friends at the McHenry County Conservation District have scouted out some of their best locations to witness autumn splendor. So pretty much any conservation district, you're going to have a good color come fall. But I know for Triple R is over, Triple R Recreation is, give me one moment. If it can go wrong, it will go wrong, right? That's okay, though. Deer Path, fun at the color run. Another color run at Deer Path. That looked like it was... they had Silly String out there. That stuff is not a joke. So awesome color run. Cary Grove High School boys soccer, seniors night, match day. Come out and show your appreciation for our seniors as we battle Crystal Lake South tonight. 4:30, so in a half hour. Good luck to the seniors. McHenry County, Illinois, McHenry County Board Committee of the Whole meeting is at 9 a.m. today. I pulled that 4 hours. Well, yeah, I pulled that 4 hours ago. Yeah, so that came up. That was posted right at the meeting. Jewel Osco. Don't miss out on our amazing 99-cent produce deals. From strawberries and grapes to apples and baby carrots. We have everything you need for a healthy snack or meal. Sizzling hot offers. I know they have I just went yesterday to pick up some guac. They have guacamole's like expensive if you don't make it yourself, even if you do make it yourself. And they have guac for $2.99 for one of the tubs. I should just make 5 gallon buckets of guac. Like out back. Yeah, bring your car around back. Get to the 5 gallon bucket of guac. Our weather is beautiful, but I pulled this photo. Could you imagine having to strap down your roof? This was done in preparation of the hurricane down in Florida. Assisi Animal Foundation, this is where we got one of our cats from, Sammy. They have two new friends over at Petco and McHenry. And Assisi also does the Crystal Lake PetSmart. Not PetSmart or PetSmart. Going off the logo colors, it's actually PetSmart. Those are cute kitties. Give them some love. I pulled some, I'm a historian at heart. This is the Crystal Lake Point Mall. Crystal Point Mall. Back in its heyday. The McHenry County Historical Society. I got a few more photos. You know, it's almost feel like you're there, huh? I remember walking through that. There was a coin-operated ride that I remember going on with my mom. And the machine was an arcade. They had a payphone that they wanted so many tickets for. I can go back to the camera now since we're close to the end. I can just go back. They had a payphone there that you had to get. It was like 40,000 tickets. I tried my best. Probably could have. Maybe that's where my love for payphones came from. More Crystal Point Mall. So I did want to show you guys one thing in here. This was Crystal Lake Mall saying that there's actually a sticker still on the mall there in one of the back doors that says "Welcome to Crystal Point Mall." But the Clean Air Act of 1990, no smoking. If you look on the top left there, there's skylights that still exist today. Or up until maybe a few winters ago, they boarded them up. But if you go in the Cost Plus World Market, if you look in at this photo, Cost Plus World Market, I think that's County Seat there with the shoes. Cost Plus World Market, go in there, go walk all the way to the back, then you'll see the skylights that are in this photo. They have recently been boarded up, I think, because of... they were letting out too much heat. But a little history there. That was fun. We, I like, peppering in some history of the area. You know, if you know where you've been, it helps you with where you're going. It's a beautiful day outside, so stop listening to me talk and go enjoy the day. I'm going to go. Should I try this? Oh, hold on. Let me try one more time. I got to put this on the foot pedal. Okay, here we go. I got to see if that came through or not. I'm going to try this. So this is an arcade game called Gravity Hill. Better luck next time. Like they say in Bluey, you lose. I'll get it one day. Thank you for joining me. Go outside, say hi to your neighbor. Hug your kids. Thank you for joining me. This has been Voices Carry.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky.
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Play nice.